This Mishnah, which discussed the proper time to do, everyone agreed that Sreifas Chametz was at the 6th hour midirbanan. Question is, when does someone have to stop eating the Chametz? And that was my focus, Rabbi Meir and Yehuda. Rabbi Meir said a person could eat up until and through the 5th hour. And Yehuda says, no, he has to stop at the 4th hour. The 5th hour is in limbo, he can't do anything, tolan, and then the 6th hour. And the Gemara never elaborated and discussed exactly how to understand that Mishnah. So the Mishnah went off, the Gemara went off on a tangent, which seems connected. The Gemara will come back around to connect it to our Mishnah. So the Gemara quoted this Mishnah in Sanhedrin, which told us that there's a discrepancy in the witnesses when, which day of the month it was, and more relevant for us, what time of the day something happened. That was Machlokes Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir allowed for 1 hour discrepancy, Rabbi Yehuda allowed for a 2 hour discrepancy. Now, even within that Machlokes, there was a Abai understood this differently than one would have otherwise understood it. Abai says, Rabbi Meir, although he says there can be an hour discrepancy, he bridges the gap a little bit more. When they say an hour difference, the person who says 2 hours really means the end of the 2nd hour, and the person who says a 3rd hour really means the beginning of the 3rd hour, the point where there's very little discrepancy between the two. And for Rabbi Yehuda also, he bridges the gap a little bit, where there's not a 2 hour difference, really there's a 30-minute difference only. That's how Abai understands it. And there were two ikadamris, two versions of Abai, how to understand the machlokas. Was it that Rabbi Meir held that there was zero error, or there was a mashu? In Rabbi Yehuda also, whether there's a half an hour, or there was an hour and a little bit. That was Abai's two explanations of the machlokas of Yehuda Rabbi Meir and the discrepancy of the Edom regarding hours.
I just didn't understand how he got to the half hour situation, because I kept on looking at it, the end of the 2nd hour and the beginning of the 4th hour. Let's just say there's a 2 hour discrepancy. There's still an hour difference. So how did he get to a half hour?
It was the machlokas was 3 and 5, right? 3rd hour,
right,
and 5th hour.
Right, 3 and 5.
So he said the Maisa happened at 4:30, let's call it. 4:30 happened.
Okay.
When the guy said 3rd hour, he really meant 3:59. He was off by an hour.
Oh, he was off.
And then the other guy said 5 really meant 5:01. So then there were this discrepancy of 30 minutes only.
Got
say
it.
3rd hour, you can mean really the end of the hour or the beginning of the hour. So that was how it came out.
Okay.
So that's how Bai understood the Machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbi Meir in regard to the hours.
Everything else is clear?
I didn't look at anything else. That was the only thing I looked at. So.
So now the Gemara, continuing on this discussion, the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Azal Rav Huna Brei Dev Yehuda. Rav Huna went along, and Amr the Shmaitza Kamei D'Rabbi. He said over this what he heard, this sugya he heard in the name of Abaye, how to explain Machlokes, he presented it to Rava. So Amar, Rava responds, Uma Ilu Daikinen Bahani Sade, that if we were to be somadaik in these Edom, the Hide the Kamar Shalosh Betchila Shalosh. Maybe the guy who said the 3rd hour really meant the beginning of the 3rd hour. The Hide the Kamar Chamesh Besov Chamesh. And the guy who said the 5th hour really meant the end of the 5th hour. V'havi edus muchashes v'lo katlinam. And what's going to result from that is they're going to end up telling completely off and contradicting each other. And you can't kill a rotzeach based on these edim who are completely off. V'anan nekem v'naktil misveka. Are you going to come ahead and kill this rotzeach? Rachman amar v'shoftu ha'eda v'tzilu ha'eda. The pasuk says you're supposed to do whatever you can to v'tzilu ha'eda, to save the person who's going to be killed in basin. So why are we assuming that when the guy says 3rd hour and the guy says the 5th hour, that means 3rd hour, the end of the 3rd hour, and the 5th hour means the beginning of the 5th hour, and bridging the gap and allowing the guy to be killed, you should assume the other way to help protect the guy. So therefore, Rava doesn't like Abai's understanding. El Amar Rava, the Divrei Rabbi Meir, really...
I'm sorry,
yeah.
It should be the opposite. Meaning he's giving more of a time allowance for the edus to be good.
No, so
he's saying, why do you say it's only half hour or 1 hour or something? It could be 2 hours.
And then the edus is not good.
Correct.
No, but after 2 hours, then it is good. Before we said only up to half hour is good. So this guy is really being
right. So there's first an objective understanding of how much a person can make a mistake, and then we're going to apply that to the case of Dina Nefashos. So meaning, Abaye says a person can only make a mistake. Now, sorry, yeah, Abaye says a person can only make a mistake of 30 minutes. That's the rule.
Right.
People don't make mistakes more than 30 minutes. Now, once you have that rule, a person comes forward to aid him. One guy says the 3rd hour, one guy says the 5th hour. So it can be interpreted one, two ways. So why is Abaye willing to interpret it the way that it's going to bridge the gap, that there's only a 30-minute gap? It should have distanced the gap. It should have said, no, the guy meant the beginning of the 3rd hour, the guy meant the end of the 5th hour, creating a 3-hour gap.
And then it's a bad aid. As
exactly.
Well. He's going on what the guy is saying. So why don't you ask the guy and that's it?
And the guy didn't know. He said it happened sometime during the third hour. They weren't so medactic, the way right. The sun was positioned. But when Abai is about to tell us what his Rava is about to tell us his opinion, he first says, objectively, a person can make a large mistake. The margin of error is 2-3 hours. Once that's true, applying it to the case of Edom, so then nothing more you could do. You can't save the guy anymore because that's how people make mistakes. They could be off 2-3 hours.
I think Abai is just trying to disprove the theory from a safek. He's just saying, look, there's too much of a safek in your whole thought, so let's toss it.
Okay, so after Rava rejects Abaye, he says, El Amar Rava Lidivrei Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, who said we only tolerate a person saying 2 and 3 hours is only an hour discrepancy. What he really means is, Adam Toa Shtei Shals Chaser Mashu. A person can make a mistake up until 2 hours minus a little bit. So if you take it, the guy who says the second hour means the beginning of the second hour, it's called 2:01. And the guy who says the third hour means 3:59. So that's 2 hours minus a couple minutes. So that's how much a person could be off on telling the time. And the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Toa Shalosh Shals Chaser Mashu. A person can make a 3 hour mistake minus a little bit. The Divrei Rabbi Meir, Adam Toa Shtei Shals Chaser Mashu, Maisa Kehava. The event that they witnessed happened. It either happened in the beginning of the second hour or it happened at the end of the third hour. You pick whichever one it happened. The Chaminai, one of the Edim, Katahu Beishaus Chasamashu. One of them made a mistake. He was off by 2 hours and a little bit. That's something tolerable. So let's say the event happened, the Maisa happened at the end of the third hour. So when the guy who said the second hour meant the beginning of the second hour, he happened to be off a couple hours. Not the craziest thing. And we could trust such an Edis. And the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Toa Shalosh Shals Chaser Mashu. A person can make a mistake up until 3 hours minus a little bit. Ma'isa Kihava, the event happened. Oh, Betchila Shalosh. Oh, Besof Chamesh. The Chav Minayu Katal Shalosh Shals Chaser Mashu. The event, the Ma'isa happened either at the beginning of the third hour or at the end of the fifth hour, and one of them was off by 3 hours. So the event, let's say, happened at 5:59. The guy who testified 3:01, so he was off by 3 hours minus a couple minutes.
So in this case, we're much more chumra with reference to dinei nefashos.
Well, I don't think it's chumra in that regard. It ends up being the chumra, but their rules and their opinions in general have to do with telling time. Remove
right.
it from the application right,
right
now. It turns out that when applying it to dinei nefashos, a Rava comes out a little more machmer than Abaye, yes.
Right.
But it's not that they're machmer on dinei nefashos
no,
versus
no, dinei
nefashos.
Right, because it could be an aidus to acquit somebody.
Right,
to,
yeah. Right exactly, that's
yeah,
also.
Yeah.
So, an interesting discussion comes out. The Achronim discuss whether this the person making a mistake could apply to Dinei Mamonos at all. Do we also allow margin of error for Dinei Mamonos? So the Tumim writes that this Mishnah that we're discussing, that we're analyzing, this Mishnah that we pulled away from Sanhedrin, it makes no distinction between Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos. So a person can be off 1 hour according to Rabbi Meir, and then however you interpret it. A person could be off 2 hours for Rabbi Yehuda, however you interpret it. Bein Dinei Mamonos, Dinei Nefashos, across the board, this is the margin of error that we allow. That's the opinion of the Tumim. However, the Nesivos writes, it's not true. The Gemara here proves differently. The Gemara says the principle of Vitzilas Eda is what tells us that you can allow there to be a certain discrepancy. When it comes to Dinei Mamonos, so then we're going to assume there's no discrepancy. A person could be off by a little bit more than 1 hour or a little bit more than 2 hours. They could be off by a few hours, let's say, because no one's at stake. When it comes to Dinei Nefashos in particular, we only limit the amount of margin of error. Let's say for Rabbi Meir, we only allow 1 hour. Anything more than that, we assume the Edim are contradicting each other, and we don't trust them anymore. That's only for Dinei Nefashos, because V'Yetzilas Eda, we have to protect the person getting killed. When it comes to Dinei Mamonos, there's a much larger margin of error that we allow. That's the opinion of the Nesivos. So Machlokas, again, the Tumim and the Nesivos, whether these Dinim apply to Dinei Mamonos as well. Now the Gemara quotes another Mishnah in Sanhedrin discussing, which is related to this topic. Tanan, Hayubot Kinoso B'Sheva Chakiros. Mishnah tells us the din of the Jewish of Chakira, based on the three Pesuk in the Torah, you have to perform a Jewish of Chakira. When you try to figure out the Edim, whether they're telling the truth or not, you ask a series of 7 Chakiros. Be'ez, what are the 7 Chakiros? Be'ezo Shavua, which Shavua? And Shavua means here, not a week. It means which of the Shemitah cycles within the Yovel period. Be'ez Hashana means which year within the Shemitah cycle are we referring to. Be'ez HaChodesh, of course, which means which month. Be'kama B'Chodesh, which day of the month. Be'ez HaYom, which day of the week. Be'ez HaShah, which hour of the day. Be'ez HaMakom, which particular place. The Vitanya and the Braisa goes further. Ma bein chakiros lebedikos. What's the difference between chakir and a bedika? So what are bedikos? So bedikos are, Rashi I think explains here, that like the details of the case. Tanya, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Y lines down in Rashi. Towards the end of the line, he says, Vitanya ma bein chakiros lebedikos. Dikasani hasa makir nosa atem at oso. Hitartema hasrisembo. Did you warn him? Did you recognize him? Bimahargu, what did you kill him with? What did the guy kill him with? Besayef hargu, barim hargu, what did you give him to kill? Was it a sword? Caleb shchorim levanim, was it black clothing? Was he wearing white clothing? The more questions you ask, it's really just details. While the seven hakirs are defined which questions you can ask, seven and no more and no less, when it comes to bedikos, you ask as many details as possible to try to get them to trip up, to make a mistake. If they make a mistake, they contradict each other, we throw them out. If you don't ask bedikos, so then it's not the end of the day, we could still trust the edim. So what's the real nafkamina, the Gemara says? So Tanya again, ma bein chakiros lebedikos. What's the difference between chakiros and bedikos? Chakiros, amar echad mehem eni yodea. If a person says, I don't know what year it was, I don't know the time of day, he do some betela. You can't say eni yodea. If you say eni yodea, you're thrown out as an ed. However, when it comes to bedikos, if both parties say we don't know what kind of clothing he was wearing, we don't know what he killed him with, we don't know what kind of gun it was, then we could still accept the edus. That's the difference.
So what do you do the bedikos for, if it's acceptable or not?
So we try to get him to trip up, to ask all these details, and they make a mistake. They say
there should be contradictions between
exactly. If he says black clothing, that guy says white clothing, that's a edus mucheches. But if they say ein yodea, so then it's still a good edus. So then the Gemara says, "V'havinam ba, ma'ishna chakiros, u'ma'ishna bedikos." So what's the difference between chakiros and bedikos? V'amrinan chakiros amar echad mehem eni yodea, edusam betela. So what's the reason? What's the svar behind this? That eni yodea does not work for chakiros. We throw out the edus. When it comes to bedikos, eni yodea is fine, because the reason is de'havila edus she'i atayochol lazima. One of the reasons, one of the concepts of edus is that in order for it to be a good testimony, has to have the possibility, the potential to be found in edim zohumim. If that potential does not exist, we don't trust them as edus. So, one of the reasons being is because there has to be something on the line. Otherwise, any two people could come and testify about somebody else. There's something on the line, there's something that they could be caught that you couldn't have testified. You weren't there at the time this might have happened. You were somewhere else. So to have that over their heads, that be careful before you testify, someone could always catch you lying, you have to have that potential of yachal hazima. But if it's yach ta yachal hazima, you don't state that where you were, you don't state makom, you don't state the time, you don't state the day, so no one can ever catch you that you were wrong, that you were lying. So all these dinim relating to time and place allow the possibility for these edim to be caught as edim zomim. Once he says ein yodea, he can't be found edim zomim, we throw out the whole edus.
That's only by chakiros.
Chakiros, exactly. But when it comes to bedikos, edus shata yachol azima, you could still be mazim there because they had nothing to do with the time, nothing to do with the place. They were details of the event. If they happen to contradict each other, we throw them out. But if they say eni yodea, the concept of edus yachol azima still exists.
The whole question for chakira, it seems it's only for edus because it's only time and place. No other question.
Exactly. That's the whole
right,
point.
The whole
is simple.
Point
exactly.
Is only for Aiden
Zohar. Not even to know about what happened.
Right.
It's just to give the
just
possibility.
Exactly.
Of,
right. Right.
So that's the basic background. So just as an aside, before we go weiter in the Gemara, there's a couple of interesting things here that come out of this sugya. One thing is there's a Tosos here on the side Be'ezah Yom. He wants to know Tema Kevin the Kfar Kivnu Yom Echad L'Chodesh. They already asked the question, what day of the month? They both agreed it happened on the fourth day of the month, let's say. So, Lama Liv Shalinu Be'ez Yom, why do they have to go ahead and ask them what day of the week? Wasn't enough once they said the day of the month, and then we know they're working out, and then we could also calculate the day of the week things happen? Even if they may not have gotten the right day, Havli Chosinu Magidim. So, let's say they say the right day of the month. They both say the fourth of Nisan happened. And then they end up saying that one person said it was on a Tuesday, one person says it on a Wednesday. So you can't be chozer magid, you can't retract your words. Once you have an edus that's in, it's accepted and based in, you can't go back on it anymore. So once it's accepted that they said the fourth of the month, and the fourth of the month happens to be on a Wednesday, the fact that the guy later on says it happened on a Tuesday, we don't trust his retraction because you can't go back on what you already stated. So his words were already filed away. We know what day of the week, what day of the month, and then mainly we know what day of the week it was. So why go ahead and ask him the day of the week? It seems to be extra.
I mean, it could happen. Rosh Chodesh, if you make a mistake with Rosh Chodesh, so you make, that's one day different.
Right, so that's one of the answers I think he's going to say. Exactly, right. And just continuing the question, once they file away what he stated, after a few moments of Toch Kedei Dibur pass, you can't retract on what you said. So once you file away, it happened on the 4th of the month, which works out to be on a Wednesday, you can't go ahead and say it was Tuesday. So what's the need to ask the day of the week? Says Tosfos, V'yesh Lomar, Kevin de Shivech HaKiros Yalfin and Mikra, V'perek HaYibodkim, the Gemara and Hedjins learns, bring sources as to why we know you need seven different Hakiros. We have to ask Midiraisa, regardless of the Svara. There are seven questions we have to ask, and those seven questions, the answers, have to be completely aligned. Regardless of the fact that the Chozer Magid, you can't retract, normally you cannot retract on what you say, but this din, this question of which week, which day of the week, has nothing to do with the Aedis itself that they're testifying. Has to do with them, their words going along with each other. So you're right, the Aedis is already filed away. There are other tests. These are Shevet Hakiros, are really tests. They were testing these guys out to make sure that they're in agreement. If they're not in agreement with each other, so then we could throw them out. So Midiraisa, all it is, the Gezeris HaKosav, we have to ask the question. And the next answer he gives, Inami Nafkamino Le'echad Omer Bebez Bechodesh Ve'echad Omer Begimo Bekitabishas, which he means, let's say one person said the second of the month, and one person said the third of the month, so it's possible to say that maybe they're off by one day because they didn't know if it was a full or a mali or a chaser month. One person thought it was a 30-day month before, and one person thought it was a 29-day month. They're off by one day. So if they happen to both say it happened on a Tuesday, so then we realize one person was off by one day because he didn't know whether it was a me'uber chodesh or not. But if they say they're off by one day of the month, and then they also say Tuesday, and the other guy says Wednesday, so no, now we know one of these guys are lying, that's the need to ask the question of what day of the week. But normally speaking, the day of the week, it seems to be a superfluous question. It's only in the case where they're off by one day of the month that it's become relevant which day of the week.
I'm sorry, you gave the example of, or also the Gemara gave the example, if one says Bet, one says Gimel, but they say the same day, then everything's okay? Or if they both say on the second day of the month, mm-hmm. but they get the day wrong, then it's off. That's it. Their edut is yes. is. But what if about it? According to the Gemara, if one says bet, one says gimel, their edut is mekubelet.
Right. The difference is because everyone knows it's a Sunday or a Monday. That's there's I nothing that it. Doesn't change at all. It's
so
always
it's
set.
The ibu of the month is the
exactly.
Is the issue.
Time for things to get out to get public once based and established the day when the new Rosh Chodesh is. That took time till people found out. Rashi and Sanhedrin gives yet a third answer as to why ask which day of the week. So he says that it's not for the Eidim themselves, it's really for the purpose of the Eidim who are being mazim, these guys. That a person may have seen them somewhere on the day that they testified, but the Eidim, a witness who were with them somewhere else, didn't know the day of the month. But they knew the day of the week. So it's not for to align the two Eidim up together to be mechavim to the right Eidis, it's for the purpose of the Eidim zomim. The Eidim whom Mezimim, these guys, that they may not have known which day of the month. If they say the 4th of the Chodesh, so these guys, I don't know if I was with them the 4th of the Chodesh, I wasn't following the calendar, but if you say it was a Tuesday of that month, they'll say, oh, Tuesday, they were actually with us. So it gives the opportunity for these guys to be Eidim Zomim. That's what Rashi says.
So by Eidim Zomim, if they get the day right but the date wrong, it's still Zomim.
The day right but the day wrong is still Zomim.
Which shouldn't be because we just learned that, you know, we're trying to
save. No, so I guess they
who
may
are we saving? That's the question.
So I guess let's say they're off by one day. We also allow the Eidim Zomim.
And they both say Tuesday, but the Eidim Zomim say
the second or the third day of the month,
and
right?
The other people, so
I guess so, right. It gets a little, once you start talking about the Eidim Mezim, it gets a little confusing.
Because there's a difference.
Right. Okay. Now it's going to get really confusing. Back to the Gemara for a moment. Actually, wait, one more Ha'ara, rather, before we go weiter, because it's a little lighter before we get to the complicated Gemara right now. Rashi points out, and Tosfos also quoted this, that these Sheva Hakiros, these seven questions are derived from Sukkim. They're all Midiraisa. So the Urim writes, the Urim V'tumim, in his Chidushim called the Urim, says, Eza Shah, that's Deraisa. The 12 hours, the 24 hours of the day, those are Deraisa? Do you find any pasuk in the Torah that says it's Deraisa? We split the days up in hours? He says, no, the Eza Shah is not Deraisa. The what's Daraisa is, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, you ask him, did it happen before Chatzos or did it happen after Chatzos? The concept of Chatzos is a Daraisa we have in a couple places. That question's Daraisa. The further question of which particular time, that's only Midirabanan, because the reason we keep 24 hours, he says, is based on the way the world agreed upon how to split everything up. It could have been split up in a 12-hour day. You know, every hour being really 2 hours. It could have been any way you wanted. So 12 hours in the morning and 12 hours in the night is really nothing to do with not Deraisa. That's what the Tumen writes. The Chazanish argues and says, no, even the concept of breaking the day up into 24 hours, that is a concept Deraisa. He brings a riot from the Gemara Nida, which says, Vestos Shaos, Vesed HaShaw, a woman having a particular series of a cycle, which is based on different hours, that is a Deraisa, according to one opinion. So the Chazanish wants to prove from there that the concept of 24-hour days is a concept Deraisa. Okay, so that's some sides of it. Now let's get to some of the tricky Gemara now. So we established already that the difference between Bedikos and Chakiros. The person says, Ein Yodea by Chakiros, we don't accept his Edus, because it doesn't allow for him to be caught as Edim Zomimim. But for the Bedikos, we do tolerate an Ein Yodea, and the Edus is accepted. So the Gemara says now, we're 5 lines from the bottom, Vi Amris Toi Inchi Kulihai. So a person makes such a mistake, such a wide mistake of being off by a couple of hours, Hai Chakiros De'ezah Shah Nami Edus Shiatoyacholazimahi. So it comes out is that the person who says, where did that Rashi go? So Rashi is Vi Amris Toi Inish Kulihai Chakiros De'ezah Shah Nami. This is around 8 lines from the bottom. Ein lecha ba'zama, afilu ki lo amar ein yodea, deha ki amar b'chamesh, v'amri lehi b'chamesh imanu ha'isa, yachol amar b'arba haya aval ta'isi. So even when saying the particular hour I was there, the event happened at the 5th hour of the day. And the Edom Zomim said, at the 5th hour of the day, you were with us. So the Edom could say, oh, no, it wasn't the 5th hour, I was off. It was actually the 3rd hour. So they always could get off the hook by saying, I was off by a couple hours. Exactly. Unless there's a place he couldn't get to in that time. But if he was somewhere else where it was possible to get to in that time frame, so the guy can always be off the hook. He says 1 hour, and Adam Zomim said, you were with us at this hour. He says, no, I was off by an hour. I was off by 2 hours. So you can never find Adam Zomim. So says the Gemara, Damri, sorry, Mr. Lashalan here. Damri, Mite Katayin, that's the Yachal Azima, the Damri and Matina Tayin. They made a mistake. That's the question. So the Gemara says, the Ahivnan Lehu, Kulotau Sayu. It's a case where the Aden who are mazim him say, you were with us those all 5 hours of the morning, let's say. So there is no room that if they just said you were with us the 5th hour, so you're right, the Aden could come back and say it was actually the 4th or 3rd hour. But the Aden said, Imanu Hayisem, you were with us all 5 hours of the morning, covering the whole margin of error, then the Aden are caught to be Aden Zomim. And that's the case where you can find Aden Zomim. The Gemara goes on to explain according to each opinion of Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda. The Rebbe Meir, Yahav Nilei Mitchila Shah Rishona, Hatzav Chamesh, that you're with us from the beginning of the 1st hour till the end of the 5th hour. Ubedinhu Dinesiv Lei Meikar Tvei. Really, you should have given them more time from even before the 1st hour. El Bein Yamam Leleila Lotai Inchim. He could have said, I was off by even a few more hours, but a person does not make differences, a person does not make mistakes between, excuse me, between the night and the daytime. Let's look at Rashi for a second. Excuse me. Says Rashi, the Rebbe Meir, this is around 7 lines from the bottom, Rebbe Meir Damar Adam Toa Be Shos, person can make up until a mistake of 2 hours, Yahivne Lehu, Lahani Tishtayim, the Gimel, Mitchilas Rishona at Sof Chamesh Bein Shneim. So the one machlokes is a person could be off 2 and 3, or they could be off by 2 hours. You give him from the beginning of the 1st hour up until the 5th hour. L'hai d'shtayim yachivin alei, the person who says 2 hours, you give him from the beginning of the 1st hour. U'shnei shlishis revis, you give him the 3rd and the 4th hour. So the guy who says it happened at say 2 o'clock, you only give him from the beginning of the 1st hour. You don't give him 2 hours in the beginning, you only give him 2 hours at the end. And Lahai the Gimel, the guy who says it happened at the 3rd hour, Yohivni Lei Od Chamishis Vesulo. You only give him 1 extra hour, but you don't give him 2 hours, not further. Why? The chi amri lei lahai de shtayim b'shniya imanu ha'isa yesh lo lomar ta'isi shtei shalos la'achurei umay sari b'rishona. He goes on to explain that you really should give him more than that time. So again, that's Rashi getting a little confusing. Let's say the guy said it happened at the second hour. Gemara says you only give him in the morning time the first and the fifth hour. That's the only gap. Let's say the guy said it happened at the second hour of the day. So you give him up until the fifth hour. It's really the fourth hour, the third and fourth hour you give him. But you only give him an hour earlier up to the first hour. You don't go before 2 hours beforehand. Only 2 hours after, not 2 hours before. Why? Because only if 2 hours beforehand, it's going to be the night time already. And people don't make mistakes between the night and the day. So only give him an hour before, but 2 hours after. And for the guy afterwards, the guy who said it happened in the third hour, or the fourth hour, let's say you only give him up until the fifth hour. But beyond the fifth hour, the sun starts moving in a certain direction, they'll recognize. So although there's a two-hour gap in general, sometimes there are other factors to take into account. We don't always give him a two-hour gap. If it has to do with the sun, the daytime, the nighttime, we limit it.
So basically, daylight and noon is basically the cutoff.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, according to Yehuda, you go the first and the sixth hour. So too, you should have given him our time beforehand, even before the first hour. Sorry, guys. But between the day and night, people don't get confused, so we can never go before the first hour, even though the event may have happened, let's say, the second or the third hour, and we should give him 3 hours. We don't give him before the first hour because between day and night, people don't make mistakes. We should really give him even beforehand. Later on, even after the sixth hour. When it comes to later on, a person doesn't make a distinction, doesn't get confused with the fifth hour of the day and the seventh hour of the day because the way the sun goes.
So this is talking about regular Eidus or Zomim?
This is talking about Eidim Zomim. When Eidim Zomim, people want to be mazim, other Eidim as Eidim Zomim, they have to testify about the entire margin of error of these Eidim.
And what about the regular Eidim? Do we also say that they only have 1 hour before and 2 hours afterwards? Or is that...
So they have to be within each other, within 2 hours of the two Eidim, not Eidim, not...
I'm talking about the first Eidim. Let's say there are no Zomim, it's a regular case.
Right, so then...
So when we say that they have... When we say that they have the... That they have, that according to the first one, the Amar is half hour and then 1 hour. And is that earlier and later? So it becomes, meaning does it become a double or is it only half before and half?
Right,
half
so we always have to look at it relative to each other, to aid them with each other. So it'll never be both before and after at the same time. It has to be whichever direction. If one's later, one's earlier, it has to be the gap between the two of them. We never look.
It's why we respect to the other.
Right. Okay, so now the Gemara finally, after that whole discussion about being off in the margin of error when it comes to the hours of the day.
So I'm sorry. So according to Rabbi Meir, the first one, the Amar, the person can only be wrong 15 minutes because the other one might be wrong half hour, 15 minutes later, and the one 15 minutes before. So basically, he's only giving a 15-minute.
Right. So the Achorim do this.
Is really giving 15 minutes, not half hour.
Right. So, but let's say the first guy was right. The guy was exact.
Let's say the guy wasn't exact, so you're basically taking the one that happened, let's say at 2 o'clock, he could have made a mistake and it really happened at 1:45. So he's actually giving one full hour, and he's giving half hour.
I mean, right, Meir said in the beginning that we allow each aide to have 30 minutes off.
Between each other?
No, between, let's say the mice, remember the mice happened at 4:30. Right. And the guy who said 3 o'clock really meant the end of 3:59.
Ah, okay.
So he has, and the other guy 5 o'clock meant 5:01. So they each have 30 minutes off of the event.
It's really 1 hour.
And it could also be 50. It could be bridge a gap further. But the most he allows is 30 minutes on each end. So after discussing all those dinim, we finally bring it back to our case, our mission that we started with regarding bedichas chametz. So says the Gemara, Tanan, Rabbi Meir Omer, Ochlin kol chamisha v'sorfim b'tchilas shesh. So you eat chametz the entire fifth hour, and you burn the chametz the sixth hour. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ochlin Kol Arba, you eat the entire fourth hour, Vitolin Kol Chamesh, the entire fifth hour you tolin, you don't eat, you don't burn, you just leave it there. Visorfim Mitchila Shesh, in the beginning of the sixth hour, you finally burn it. So the Abaye, now we have to remember some of the opinions now. The Abaye, this is the first opinion of the Gemara. Aliba di Rabbi Meir, the Amar ein adam toa viloklim. The person doesn't make any mistake at all. So nichal kuloshis. So according to the opinion that no one ever makes any mistakes for the timing, so you should be able to eat the entire sixth hour and then burn it right away. There's no mistakes of the time when the wrong or the right hour. He knows exactly when the time is. So let him eat up until the sixth hour and then burn it. Ulahach lishna. The other opinion of Abai's opinion of Reb Meir. Nami, damar adam toa mashu. No, a person makes a mistake by a few minutes. So nechel ad sof shis. Eat until the end of the sixth with just a few minutes remaining and then burn it at the end of the sixth hour. Why wait this hour grace period of burning it? Vabaye, aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Vabaye, according to Rabbi Yehuda, de amar adam toa chati shah. So he said the person can make a mistake of 30 minutes. Nichel ad palga deshis. Let him up and eat the half hour, 30 minutes into the sixth hour, and then burn it. Why to knock out the entire hour? Ulahach lishna nami damers adam toa shah mashu. And the opinion says you make a mistake of an hour and a little bit. Nichel ad sof. Chamish, eat up until the end of the fifth hour. So that's the question. Then we're based on the amount of mistakes a person can make. Why does the Mishnah tell us that you have to burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour? So the Gemara says, Ela Amar Abaye, Edus Basur Lizrizim, Chometz Lechol Masr. Then is Edus, not everybody could be an aid. Not everybody could give over testimony. Only to this reason. Only people who are very careful, who are medactic and everything. Rashi says, Edus Mesur Lizrizim, says, Ein Adam Bala Ha'id Al HaNefesh, El Emkin Baki Bishals, unless he is a real expert in telling the time. He knows he's going to end up being asked these seven questions of Drishos and many more Batikos. So he's only going to testify if he knew exactly when something happened. So therefore, when it comes to Edus, we only allow for a certain amount of error in the time. About Chametz, Al HaKol Mutal, everybody has to burn the Chametz. V'she'ena Baki B'shals Tobahen, person that is not an expert in telling time might very well make a mistake. So therefore, we have to create this gap of an hour before burning the chametz to stay away. That's the din.
I mean, it sounds like 99% of us will not fit to be edim, even if we witness a murder happening right outside in front of our eyes. Like, I don't know what year of the Shemitah this is. I don't think, you know, most people know that.
In those days, that's how they counted.
Right, so I think the year of the Shemitah would probably be easier. The hardest thing for them was probably the time, the day, because they didn't have watches necessarily. They based in the sun.
I mean, it sounds like you have to be a Talmid Chacham in order to be a witness to a murder.
Well, I mean, you could also be an expert in science.
An expert in science. So, you know, it's like...
But you're right.
In those days, they counted based on that. It was a whole different...
It's today, right. Tuesday, then right. I
have some friends in Israel, kids from Israel, who don't know what today is, let's say, the 2nd of July. They know the Hebrew day. They have, if you don't, what's the 2nd of July?
Right.
So in those days, it was actually the same thing.
But I think the issue of the calendar year and the Shemitah, those
something?
Are easier.
Huh?
But I'm saying that the time...
Hello. I can't testify. Right? You got to put me on the spot.
The telling of time, I think, was a little more difficult for them.
Right. Also, if you saw something, you say, oh, I saw something. Let me find out what year is today because I have to... Not really.
After the fact.
Yeah. Because before you testify, that you can find that the year and everything you can find out.
Right.
It's easy. Before you go to court, you just find out.
Yeah, a lot of times you see something, then you say something. What time is it? You know what I'm saying? Right. You have to know the time before.
Right.
And then you find out.
But again, when it comes to chametz, everybody had the responsibility and the obligation to burn chametz, and not everyone was. Some medactic and some mezuras in terms of telling the time, so we have to create this period of where no one will accidentally delay the burning of the chametz. So that's all according to the opinion of Abaye's understanding of the machlokes Reb Meir and Rehuda. Rava, I'll leave the Reb Meir. Rava was the second opinion we saw just today. The Reb Meir, the Amar Adam Tawash Sheshals Chasimashu, a person can make a very, very big mistake in time. Mitchias, hey, Lovnicha, you should stop eating. According to Reb Meir, you're allowed to eat the entire fifth hour. But no, you really should stop eating in the fifth hour as well, because you could be off at 2 hours. The Issa Chametz kicks in this end of the sixth hour. You should refrain not only the sixth hour, but also the fifth hour from eating. So Gemara says, Hey Chama b'Mizrach v'Shiva Chama b'Marav. No, a person won't be so off, because the seventh hour where the Issa Deraisa kicks in, the sun's already leaning towards the west. And the fifth hour, it's already in the east, still in the east, so a person won't make much a mistake. So if that's the case, a person sees where the sun is, so the sun's already in the west at the seventh hour, so let him eat the sixth hour. A person won't get confused with the time. We said already before, when it comes to a couple hours around Chatzos, people don't make such mistakes. It's only earlier than that. So I'm Rav Ada Bar Ava Shis Yoma B'Karnasakai. The sixth hour, it's the sun stands B'Karnasa at the corner, which Rashi says to mean exactly B'Em Saharakia. Krovalunatos L'Mizrach, Krovalunatos L'Marv. It's could, you know, tilt a little bit towards the east, tilt a little bit towards the west. It's not really so easy to tell. You can't really calculate the time. So therefore, the sixth hour is confusing to tell whether it's in the east or whether it's in the west. They said just refrain during the sixth hour as well. Now, Rava Aliba Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Adam Toag Shalosh Shos Chaser Mashu. A person can make up until 3 hours minus a little bit of mistake. Mitchilas Dalil Lo Necha. A person shouldn't eat the entire fourth hour also. He said a person can eat up until the fourth hour, through the fourth hour. But according to this, according to his opinion in general, how much a person could be off in the time, he shouldn't be able to eat even the fourth hour. The Gemara says, Chomesh Chama B'Mizrach, V'Sheva Chama B'Marav, V'Kol Shken Dalil. So if we already established that in the fifth hour it's in the east, you won't confuse it with the seventh hour. Certainly in the fourth hour, it's even more to the east, you won't confuse the fourth hour with the seventh hour.
So the fourth and the fifth.
Right. So Ihachi B'Chamisha Naminecha. So then if a person knows the fifth hour, it's in the east, so a person, he won't confuse the fifth hour with the seventh hour, let him eat the fifth hour also, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Targum Abaye, Alibi Rava, you find this a number of times in Shas, where Abaye comes to save Rava, even though Abaye and Rava argue, you find this by Rav and Shmuel also, they come to support each other, even though they're really arguing, you can still find supports for the other side. So Abaye finds a support for Rava, the Eidus Masur Lazuzim, Chamech Lechomo. So same concept before, when it comes to Eidus, people are very medactic. When it comes to Chamech, not everyone's so medactic in the time, so therefore we have to, even though a person really knows the fifth hour, the sun's the east, you're not going to confuse it with the seventh hour in the west, still people are not so medactic, so we said the fifth hour, hold back as well. This whole discussion was the first shot we have in understanding our mission regarding B'dichas Chametz. What's the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say you have to wait an additional fifth hour, the fifth hour of the day, not to eat during the fifth hour? Why wait that fifth hour? Because there's a Machlokes in general, how much a person can be off when it comes to telling the time. Rabbi Meir says a little bit. Rabbi Yehuda allows for a lot more, says a person can be off a lot more time. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says the whole fifth hour, a person cannot eat. Nothing more suggests the second explanation of the Machlokes of Yehuda Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah. So Rav Amar Lav Hainu Time with Rabbi Yehuda. After the whole discussion, and using Rava's understanding of Machlokes of Yehuda Rabbi Meir, Rava himself says that's not the reason of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Ella, Rabbi Yehuda Latame. Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his general reasoning. The Amar, and Mishnah tells us later on, Ein Bir Chametz Ella Sreifa. The only way to perform Bir Chametz is through burning. That's the only way. And he had to give them an hour to collect firewood and prepare the bonfire, and that takes time, it takes an hour. So that's why they said, during the fifth hour, don't eat. Use that time to prepare the fire. So the Gemara says, Esive, Ravina Lerava, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai Shelo B'Shas Biro, B'Shas Biro Hashvavasa B'Chol Davar. So the only time Rabbi Yehuda, there's Macholkes Rashi Tosas, we'll look at in a second, but just the surface reading of this is, the only time that Yehuda holds you have to burn the chametz is when it's not the time of burning. The entire morning, if you decide to get rid of the chametz, you should burn the chametz. But b'shas biuro, the time of burning, the sixth hour, let's say, you don't have to dafka use a fire. You could use any means possible. You could crumble it up. You could throw it in the garbage, throw it in the river, which does not take an hour of time. So, according to Yehuda, you can wait up until the last moment and get rid of it some other way. It's only if you're going to take the avenue of burning it, which you only have to burn it in the morning, that you need the hour of preparation. But once it comes to the Shas Biro, the time where you're supposed to get rid of it, you don't have to only burn it. You can use any other means possible, even something that won't take an hour to prepare for. So you don't need this hour of preparation period, according to Rabbi Yehuda.
So the MSI means what? MSI?
So let's look at Rashi. Let's look at Rashi for this. Rashi says three Y lines down, MSI. Amasai ani omer ein bir chametz ela sreifa. When is it that I, Rabbi Yehuda, hold that the only means of getting rid of chametz is through sreifa? That's only true shelo b'shas biro, which means betchilas sheish v'chol sheish. So Rashi and Tosfos argue. Let's look at Rashi. Betchilas sheish v'chol sheish. That's shelo b'shas biro. That's not the right time. The beginning and the entire 6th hour. De'akati midaraisa shari. The sixth hour, midaraisa chametz is still permitted. That's low shas biro. Aval b'shas biro, which means b'sheva shehu muzer min haTorah hashvasaso b'chol davar. You could get rid of the chametz in any way possible. V'torech zelama. Why do you have to do this preparation of firewood if you don't have to do dafka fire? Im ein lo etim yamtin ad shas biro v'yashvisanu b'chol davar. So let's say you don't have fire prepared, so don't make yourself crazy and prepare a whole hour. Just wait till the seventh hour. Once the seventh hour kicked in, so throw it in the river.
But he doesn't. He still holds that the mitzvah is the physical destruction, not just the mitzvah,
in his right? heart.
Even on the last hour.
And the last hour, yeah, exactly. It has to be some type of physical destruction.
But not sreifa.
Right. Sreifa exists up until the Issa D'Oraisa kicks in. There's a mitzvah sreifa. After that point, get rid of it in the proper way as best as possible.
But from Rashi, it would seem that there is no. But according to Yehuda, there is. It's not better to do sreifa on the sixth than destroying it before the sixth and destroying it afterwards.
It's not. Meaning, if you had to choose, let's say exactly.
Meaning, it seems right. from Rashi that he had a choice. He could
right.
either burn it before or just throw it to the water after
right.
the ocean afterwards. So
right.
that it's better to. Right?
I mean, yeah, it seemed that. Yeah,
or
I agree
only
with you.
Because he doesn't have wood before.
If the guy had firewood prepared, so then maybe he would say
better.
The mitzvah to do
right.
sreifa. Let's say leaving aside the reason makim l'mitzvah, leaving that concept aside, I agree. It seems from Rashi that there's no indication here that it's better to do burning it in the morning with sreifa than to wait to the seventh hour to get rid of it anyway. Either way,
right.
it seems to be a feasible, and viable right. option. I think so. Yeah, I would agree with you. That's how Rashi presents.
But
it.
In the morning, it's sreifa only.
Yeah. For some reason, straight from the morning only. At the seventh hour, it's any way possible. Tosfos says differently. Tosfos writes and asks a number of questions on Rashi. He says, "Emasai shelo b'shas biro." He quotes from Perisha Kuntres, "Shelo b'shas biro b'sheish hu b'shas biro mikan ve'elach." Hu parach. It's all quoting Rashi. Hol b'shas biro hashvasasa b'chol davar yam tinad sheva. So just may as well wait. It sounds, as you said, very much one's allowed to lichachila wait to the seventh hour to get rid of it any way possible. Rabbeinu Tam was not a fan of this opinion. V'kosh l'Rabbeinu Tam, heich yamtin ad sheva levaro. How could you wait until the seventh hour to burn it? Ho askinu le'el, earlier we already concluded, the gazer Rabbi Yehuda b'shas isuro livdok, dilma ase l'mecha minei. Remember we had the machlokas, the earlier Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham had a machlokas. Are you allowed to do b'digas chametz after the iser kicks in? The Chachamim say you should just do it at night time. If you don't do the night time, do it in the morning. If you don't do it in the morning, you do it in the afternoon. If you don't do it in the afternoon, you can still check it the entire Pesach. Yehuda says no. Once Isser Chametz kicks in, you cannot check it anymore, because if you check it, you might come to eat it. Gzeira also lemecha. So how here does he Rashi allow you to go ahead and to get rid of it any way possible if it's after the Isser? So v'od shas biro demasnisen. Hainu b'sheish. So shas biro of the Mishnah clearly means sheish. Refers to the Mishnah earlier. Fine, accept that as is. V'o diminosa yala for Yehuda. We'll see later on that the source of Rabbi Yehuda. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that you're supposed to do biro chametz through sreifa? He learns this from nosar. Chametz, that's the kodshim that's left overnight, and now it's nosar. It's left over. There's a mitzvah to burn it. So that's the source. The chametz b'sreifa. That's how we learn it. V'noser acher isuro ton sreifa k'mokin. Which one? Which word?
The chametz b'sreifa v'notar acher shiuro.
Acher shiuro.
I have isur. I have isur. I have no so acher isuro. I have.
I have shiuro.
Okay.
No so shiuro.
Oh, really? Oh.
Isur.
Yours is probably right.
Yeah, mine is. Yeah.
Because right, because it's a shiuro.
Yeah. No, yeah. no so acher isuro ta'on sreifa.
Right.
The k'mokein chametz. So once nosar is the source, it's the makor of sreifas chametz. And when is the mitzvah of nosar? When is the mitzvah to be burning nosar? It's only after the iser kicks in. Once you have a kachim that was left over, now there's an iser nosar. Only after the iser nosar do you have a mitzvah of sreifa. So too, that the chametz should only be a chiyuv of burning it after the iser. Rashi says after the iser, only have to get rid of b'chol davar. There's no mitzvah of sreifa after the iser. But Tosfos says the opposite is true. It should only be
right.
after the iser kicks in. That's when sreifa should exist, not before the iser. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam concludes differently. Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam, the shelo b'shas biro, haynu acher sheish. That's after the sixth hour. Shirov ha'olam mevarim b'sheish k'tikun chachamim. What Shas Biro? It doesn't go based on the Deraisa like Rashi says. Rashi says Shas Biro, Shaloba Shas Biro, based on Deraisa. Benatam says differently. We go based on what was done. The Chum established a certain time that you should burn the Chametz at the sixth hour. So the Sheish, at Sheish, that's Shas Biro, because that's what everybody does. Mitam Nishim de Yolf me Nosar, Vahainu La'ach Yisru. And the reason being is because we learn it from Nosar. So after the sixth hour, where there is now an Isser Chametz, so just like Nosar, there's a mitzvah to burn it after the Isser, so too by Chametz, there's a mitzvah to burn it after the Isser kicks in. Isser Midirabana. Right. That shows, that goes to the Brisker Rav we just spoke about yesterday, that the Isser Chacham could create a real Isser Chepsa, a serious Isser. Aval, B'shas Biuro, Dehainu B'shesh, Kemenj Eno Mitzvah, Livaro, Ela Midirabana, Hashvasaso, B'chol Davar, V'chein Isa, B'yushalmi, Perek, Kol Shav. So, but during the sixth hour, before, right, let's say that again. At the sixth hour, is the Shas Biro is the sixth hour where everybody is coming to burn it. It's only after the sixth hour is called Shlosh Shas Biro. Let's read that again, the Rabbeinu Tam, to get it clear. Farsh Rabbeinu Tam, the Shlosh Shas Biro, when it's not the time of the burning, is Hainu Achar Shish, after 6 hour passed, after everyone already burnt it. That's Shlosh Shas Biro. It's this, the way he says it is a little out of order. But the 6 hour, the beginning of the 6 hour, where everyone is burning it, that is considered Shas Biro. That's Rabbeinu Tam. So again, 6 hour is Shas Biro. After the 6 hour is Shaloba Shas Biro. And Rashi says, no, 6 hour is Shaloba Shas Biro because there's no mitzvah deraisa. But after the 6 hour, where there is a mitzvah deraisa, that is Shas
just
Biro.
Just get rid of it.
So that's,
and they both agree that on the before the 6 is not Shas Biro.
Correct. It seems that ever before the sixth,
so
right?
Basically, the difference between Rashi and Tam is that according to Rashi, to Rabbeinu Tam, the 6 hour is when Rabbi Yehuda holds that you should burn it, and not afterwards.
Right.
According to Rashi, the seventh.
Right. Exactly. And then meaning that
at the sixth you have both options to burn it or to destroy it, but before only burning it, right? And according to Rashi, you only on the seventh you cannot burn it, you can do something else.
Let's see, is that true? See, according to Rashi beforehand,
if you don't have Eitzim, you can only do it on the seventh,
right?
And according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you don't have Eitzim, I guess you could also do it on the sixth, or no?
Let's see what comes out according to him,
but then there is no real difference unless you say that.
Well, there's a difference of an hour.
Yeah, but the halacha, they both are going to say that on the sixth you can burn, and on the seventh, even Rashi, you can burn it. But on the seventh, Rashi says you can burn it, or you can do something else. No?
Right. Rabbeinu Tam says that Shas Biro, the sixth hour, you could burn it still b'chol davar, according to Rabbeinu Tam.
Right.
Exactly right. According to Rabbeinu Tam, anything
during
the sixth hour, that's the difference.
On the fifth,
right?
You can only burn it, and on the sixth, you can do anything just to destroy it.
Right.
And according to Rashi, on the sixth, you still have to burn it, and only on the seventh, you can do anything.
Right, exactly. Okay, yeah, okay. Perfect. Now, just to answer Tosus' question to Rashi, that I'm actually running out of time a little bit. So, okay, we'll leave that if we have time at the end. So, we rejected the second opinion. That was the second approach to the Mishnah again. We're trying to figure out what's the machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in terms of the hours, when you're supposed to stop eating, when you're allowed to eat, when you can't eat anymore. First thing we said is based on how much a person can make a mistake in telling the time. The second approach we just presented was no, because Rabbi Yehuda has his opinion that dafka through Sreifa is the only way to accomplish a bedikas chametz, and we said that's not really true. We rejected the opinion of Rava. So El Amar Rava, Rava gives a third explanation of the Mishnah. El Amar Rava, Gezeira Mishim Yom HaMunan. This Gezeira, that might be a cloudy day out, a dark day out, you won't be able to tell where the sun is exactly, and then you might be off. Not because a person in general doesn't know how to tell the time, but it might be Er Pesach falls out on a day where there's a lot of clouds, might get your last rain in the season, and then you can't tell where the sun is. Says Rashi, just want to read this Rashi because I was confused when I read it at first. Yom, it's 1, 2, 3, the end of the fourth line starts Yom HaMunan, carrying to the fifth line. Shein chama zorechas, but there's no sun shining really, it's very cloudy. Vein yachon livdok b'chama. So the way I first read this, I'll tell you, you can't check with the sun. What do you mean you can't check with the sun? You don't do b'dikas chametz with the sun, you have to use it at night. a candle the night before him. What this means is, exactly, you can't check the time. It's just funny he used that lashon livdok. It threw me off for a moment. But you can't check the test out the time through the sun because it's so cloudy out. So the Gemara says, once we establish that's the reason why they're off, because of the cloudy, that's why you have to do it a little earlier, because it might be a cloudy day. So then they could be off even the fourth hour if it's so cloudy. You have no idea where the sun is. So even the fourth hour. So says the Gemara, Amar Papa, Arba'az Man Suda L'choli. The fourth hour is the time when everyone sits down for breakfast or for brunch, whatever time exactly it is, and everyone knows that. So few are already accustomed to the fourth hour when that exists. They're used to calculating those times, so regardless of where the sun is, they know the fourth hour. So you could eat up until the fourth hour. It's beyond that time where there's nothing measuring the right time for us. There's no other mice telling us what time it is. The sun's the only thing. Then the cloudy day could throw us off.
Stomach tells you,
exactly. Your stomach starts to rumble, and you're ready to eat. So the Gemara quotes a brisa about the proper time when a person should eat, based on the individual. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Shah Rishona Maichel Ludim. The first hour is the Maichel Ludim, which is some particular nation. I'm not sure if they're like cannibals, I saw somewhere. What do they say?
Gluttonous people.
He says, Ludim Velistim Raftanim.
Right, he's just quoting, but they appear to be very hungry. They eat a lot.
A certain cannibalistic tribe,
right,
being exceedingly. They would eat their main meal at first
opportunity. Okay, so yeah, they ate a lot and anything.
Right away.
Okay, so that was the Maichaludim. Shnia, the second hour of the day, is Maichalistim. These people were robbers, so they were up all night, Rashi explains, and they slept a little bit in the morning and then needed to wake up and eat right away. The Shlish is the third hour, is Maichal Yorshin, which Rashi says is they're not because they were hungry, but just they were just so lazy. They didn't have any work to do. They were had a big Yerusha, didn't have anything to do with themselves. So what do you do when you don't? When you're big, you're lazy, you're bored, you eat a lot. The Revis, the fourth hour, is Michael Paul and the workers. So they were very involved. So they delayed their meal a little bit later, and that's Chamishis is Michael Tamid Chamim. They eat in the fifth hour, and the Shishis is Michael Kaladim. The sixth hour is most people eat. We just said above that the fourth hour is when people eat, not the sixth hour. Let's switch the order around a little bit. Revis, Michael called them. The fourth hour is when everybody, in fact, does eat. Chamishis, Michael Poalim. The fifth hour is when the workers eat. And the Shishis, Michael Tamidei Chachamim. Beyond this point, after the sixth hour, if you haven't eaten anything, it's viewed as kizorik evan lechamas. It's like throwing a rock into a leather pouch of some sort. Another way of just saying it's pointless to eat; it doesn't help you anymore.
Because another muscle is because when you throw it into the when you throw a rock into a container, well, there's let's say water, a liquid. So then the liquid rises; it looks like it's full,
uh-huh.
But really it's not. It doesn't. In other words, the rock takes up the place of the liquid. So
right.
It looks like it's full. So in other words, your stomach feels like it's full. Really, as far as health wise, it
doesn't, really
doesn't
do
anything.
I see.
That's the mushroom.
The Amar Bai says that klal, that kizorik evan lechamas, is only true. Lo amar ela de lo tam midei betzafra. Only if you didn't taste anything. About tam midei betzafra less lame bar. If you woke up and you tasted a little bit something and you delayed your meal to the 7th, 8th hour of the day, then this klal wouldn't apply.
Yeah, so on Shabbos. Shabbos Yontif, you know, it's a long davening. So if you have a little like drink of water, and then, you know.
Right. I guess would that qualify? Would a drink of water qualify as a tamidi? Would it qualify? I wonder.
Yes.
It might depend on the
other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I said because of the davening, and it was good, like chatzos. You know,
right.
Said, like, what are you going to do? So he drank a little. So he drank some water in the morning.
There are two issues in that. In terms of drinking water, in terms of chatzos, you can't fast on the yontif and the Shabbos beyond other than Rosh Hashanah, perhaps. You can't fast beyond chatzos, so drinking would, I think, end the fast. But in terms of this klal, in general, you need to have a te'ima, a taste.
Yeah, water's not. Water has nothing. Lomazim.
Right. So Machlokes Rashi Tosos in Gemara and Brachos about what qualifies as te'ima. Is te'ima because te'ima is defined as something you do an achila on, that you eat something. Batima is something that you get hanah from. So it's arguable whether one gets hanah from water or not. So it might depend on that. Maybe. I'm not sure. But if the Rav gave it a psak, I'm not going to argue. I'm just speculating.
Right.
But certainly in terms of the tinus, I think the water will certainly help. And the tinus. The only issue is for that, you can only drink water before you daven shacharis. Once
right.
You daven shacharis, you have a chi of kiddush.
Right.
And you can't drink water even after kiddush.
Right.
Okay, so then the Gemara says, Amar Ravashi, Kimachokis Beidus Kach Machokis Bechamis. So the machlokas we find regarding Eidus, how much they're off, an hour, 2 hours, is the same exact machlokas we find in regards to chametz. So that was, I think, going back on the first approach we had in understanding the machlokas of bedikas chametz.
But this has nothing to do now with eating or changing.
This has to do with the beginning, the first explanation of how much a person exactly is off on hours, how much a person could make mistakes. So just like we have a chlok, it's a certain margin of error we allow for in terms of Eidus. The same thing holds true for Chametz, how much margin of error we allow. So Gemara says, Pshita, that's obvious. We already said that above. We had a whole discussion comparing the two. What's Rav Ashi coming to add? The Gemara says, Pshita, Hainu Hachadamrina, we already said this. Hokamash Malam, the Shinuya, the Shanina, and Shinuyahu. The answer we gave was a very good answer. Velo Tema Tanaihi. Don't say to Machokas Tanaim. So we had a very confusing, the Mishnah and Pas Psachim and the Mishnah Sanhedrin, they happen to have two different machlokasim exactly. They weren't exactly aligned with each other. So a person may not have liked the answer that we tried bridging the two Mishnahs together. So Rav Ashi says, no, although it seemed somewhat confusing, it was a very good answer. We're going to accept them, that the Mishnah Sanhedrin is consistent with the Mishnah here in Psachim. That's what Rav Ashi is coming to tell us. Some of Simi Bar Ashi Lo Shanu El Bishos. The whole discussion of being off by a couple of hours, the two Eidim, is only true in terms of what time of the day. Aval Echad Omer Kodem HaNetachama, Ve'echad Omer Achar Netachama, Eidusim Batela. So if one says before the sun came up, and one says after the sun came up, that's certainly not true. There's certainly a contradiction, we throw that out. Pshita, that's also somewhat obvious, we're not going to accept that such as Eidus. Ela Echad Omer Kodem HaNetachama, Ve'echad Omer B'soch HaNetachama, they witnessed the event during the Netachama, not so off. So maybe you should say it's a good Eidus. Kamashulan, Eiduson Betela. That too is not a good Eidus. Honami Pshita. The Gemara thinks that's also somewhat obvious. Mao de Tema, Tarvayo Chada Milsa Kamri. Really, they're saying the same thing, the Gemara says. Vehai de Kamri, Vesoch Haneta Chama. Vigaluyo Havaka Kai. Vizahuri Baalma Hudachazi. The one who says it happened during Netachama, it happened to be a very clear morning where the sun was very, very bright. It wasn't that it was higher up, it was just it was very, very clear. That's what he meant by Toch Netachama. Hudachazi Kamashbla, no. If you say Toch Netachama, that's different than Kodem Netachama. And therefore, we don't allow it. Okay, so we'll stop here. Yeah.